Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world.
Hello, everyone. My name is Diego Alfonso. I'm one of your hosts with the Florida Aviation Network. Broadcasting live and in the clear from the Florida Air Museum at the Son & Fon Complex in Lakeland, Florida. During the 40th annual Fly-In and Expo, today our guest is Mr. Rob Williams. Rob, welcome to the show.
Hey, Diego. Nice to be here. Thanks.
Nice to be here. Rob, I understand that your position within the museum is the Aerospace Discovery Center Educational Program Manager, correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
All right, and we're really interested to get into that topic. However, what I would like to ask you first is, why don't you give us a little bit of a background, of your background in aviation? In other words, where did this come from?
Sure, absolutely. Well, I grew up in an aviation-related family. My father was an airline pilot. My mother was a flight attendant, so I was always around it. Dad retired after 30 years from Delta. I happened to take a different path, and I went on teaching, and I was coaching football one day, and I saw some 737, 727s landing at St. Pete International. I said, you know what? I better see what this is all about before I'm too old, and went on the path to flight school. Was very blessed, got hired on to fly 1900s. From there, I went on and I flew CRJs, and then I went on to fly 737s. So I retired recently off 737s, decided I wanted to be home more often and have to know what a regular schedule was like. And while I was there, I was also very lucky, and I, with my educational background, they had me run the entire training department for our airline. So we helped open up airlines around the world, and I did all the training for the pilots, flight attendants, mechanics, flight operations personnel there. So it's a perfect blend for me to go ahead and use some of my talents from my teaching side and my pilot side to come here and benefit the educational process at Sun & Fun and the Aerospace Center for Excellence.
So you were also a flight instructor, I would assume?
No, sir. I was never a flight instructor, actually.
Never a flight instructor.
I was an ATGI, but not a flight instructor.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, but anyway, you've been around the training world.
Correct.
Enough so that you can fit right into this.
Absolutely.
So why don't you just go ahead and tell us a little bit about how this program came about. Let's start from the beginning.
Okay, well, when I was hired on by Lights and the board, they said they wanted to make the museum here into more of a hands-on educational learning experience. So keeping with the Florida Air Museum being the official air museum of the state of Florida, we're also making it into the Aerospace Discovery at Florida Air Museum. So what we've done here is we've managed to honor the past and inspire the future here. So we have an entire wall we've redone with a history of the timeline of the state of Florida and aviation events that have happened in the state of Florida, as well as commercial aviation that's happened in the state of Florida, military aviation that's happened in the state of Florida. We're very fortunate to have the Howard Hughes exhibit on loan to us from the Hughes Corporation. We made a wonderful display of that, acknowledging the Hughes Corporation and how Howard Hughes' aviation history has come about here. In addition to that, we've got a wonderful exhibit here from Howie Keefe's family on racing exhibit. And something I'm very proud of is what I consider our Discovery Center. So we come on to a hands-on interactive Discovery Center where we have cut flight instruments that are cut away so people can actually pick them up and look and see what's inside of there, see the tumblers, see the gyros. We have fixed pitch versus variable pitch propeller demonstrations so you can physically see what happens to the angle of attack at different stages of the blade. And then also something recently, we have an innovations in propulsion exhibit. So we happen to have lots of different engines throughout history, and it details each one of them specifically. Our biggest addition to it's a Jupiter rocket that we just had in our museum here on loan. So that's one of the parts of the Aerospace Center for Excellence here. In addition, we have the Piedmont and Davis Centers that are down the way there. They're for our summer camps, and they have dorms housing at them. So we have summer camps in for 7 to 12 year olds and 11 to 18 year olds in June and July. Also, the Bueller Restoration Skills Center is a hands-on lab where students can experiment around with restoring aircrafts. You know, they just restored a Piper Cub. We're very fortunate, and JetBlue just gave us a $25,000 grant to go ahead and buy all the tools and machinery needed to get the P part of the AMP program for three of our partners at Central Florida Aerospace Academy, Travis, and at Polk State. So students come over here and get all their practical work done, and then they're after their 250 hours, they're very hireable for an employer. And in addition to that, we have a FedEx 727 out there we had donated to us from Federal Express. And we're in the process of turning that into a hands-on interactive classroom where people are going to be able to learn the correct startup procedures and physically throttle up on the plane. So that's something we're very proud of. the Crossfield building, have classrooms in there, wood shop and a prop cutting machine where you can have hands-on practical work. And latest edition is on Wednesday, we're gonna have a dedication for the Graham Gates Library. The Gates Foundation left us a nice donation and we turned that into an educational research library that can benefit people from all over the state here. So that's part of the Aerospace Center for Excellence.
Okay, now let's say, what are the requirements to join the program? I mean, how does that work?
The Aerospace Center for Excellence?
Yes.
Aerospace Center for Excellence is open for anyone. So you can come in and you can enjoy it year round is what you can do. But that's part of our community outreach programs that we have here. The summer camps, for instance, is a sign up on there with our education director, John Iskra. He does a fantastic job of that with our educational volunteers. There are two of them in the summertime. We have STEMtastics for 7 to 12 year olds and Destination Aviation for 11 to 18 year olds. And that's for June and July. In addition to that, we have a fly-in called Wings and Things, and that's in October, and it involves aviation activities such as rocket launching, chances for scouts to earn scouting badges, glider building, wind tunnel simulation, and team building activities relating into more of a initial start into crew resource management. In addition, we have Classroom to the Sky. When the teachers get back in school here, we take teachers from around Polk County. They can sign up and we put them through a ground school, and then they get to get up in an airplane for the day. It could be their first flight. Sometimes it's a little interesting to see the dynamics that work there when they have a 16-year-old that might even be in their class that's flying them in the sky for the first time. So that's something we're going to get the students really enthused about aerospace activities. We're going to get the teachers really enthused about aerospace activities. So Sun and Fun can be the center of all of that that's going on here.
Good. So now I heard that you mentioned that, because you know my background too, besides being a pilot, flight instructor and all that, I'm also a mechanic.
Right.
And I'm kind of interested, I guess you mentioned you had a mechanics program, so to speak, where the students can learn about the mechanics of different engines and stuff like that. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, sir. That's what happens with the A&P part of the A&P license. We just had a $25,000 grant from JetBlue, so we can buy all the tools and machinery that we need. And that's something where students from CFAA, Travis, and Polk State can come here. Actually, students at CFAA can get dual enrollment classes at Polk State and at Travis. So it's all through the enrollment process, and it's a class they can take. And so when they're in high school here, they can be earning college credits, and also they can also be earning their way onto an A&P license at the same time.
And they will do like a hands-on type thing?
Yes, sir.
Working on engines and,
absolutely,
and airframes and everything else?
Correct.
Okay, so now let's talk a little bit about the future. Where do you see this program going in the future?
Well, in the future, what I see is I see positive things all across the board here. We're really focusing on community outreach, and so right now in our community outreach, we have people doing school visits coming out. We want to get more out in the community, let people know all the benefits of aerospace education and what you can have with that. Civic organizations, youth groups, we have highly qualified docent staff that will be more than happy when people come in here for a tour to teach them all about it, or if we can go out there in the community. Right now, we have our Sun and Fun ambassador, Ravi, going out visiting 7 schools during Sun and Fun, speaking to them about the benefits of an aerospace education in addition to his You Can Do It tour. So letting people out there in the community know what's happening back here. The Aerospace Educators Workshop is happening on Saturday here, and that's where we have probably about 100 teachers over at Central Florida Aerospace Academy attending sessions all day long, and they can get continuing ed credits for that. And out here on Wednesday in the pavilion, Wednesday is a huge day here at Sun and Fun for as far as the future, what it holds. So 18 schools out here from all around the southeast. Well, as far south as Miramar, we've got Georgia Tech Institute of Technology coming out here. South Georgia Tech coming out here, and they're being a part of Education Day, and they're having 18 schools presenting their aerospace curriculum. I know Clearwater High School has a UAV program where they're building UAVs out there.
I just learned about that the other day.
It's amazing to see what they're doing. So they'll be out there showing their programs and what they have going on in their schools, and they'll be getting presentations out there from MOSEI, Zero G, the Smithsonian Air and Space Institution, and Captain Judy Rice and the Think Global Flight will be out there presenting to them. Now, over here across the way in the museum, we have our first annual job fair. So I am happy to say we have 13 companies that are out here looking for jobs, looking for people to employ, and I have over 200 job seekers coming here to the museum. With the help of jsfirm.com, they've helped us to coordinate and arrange this job fair, first time ever job fair. And what we have, what JS Firm does is they're the fastest growing aviation network in a resume database. It's a free service to anybody who wants to use the service. 400 aviation companies across various sectors were surveyed, and 91% of them will be hiring this year in 2014. up from 85% in 2013. Skilled maintenance technicians are the highest in demand profession, and 78% of those employers that were surveyed are projecting growth in 2014. And so that's what I'm proud to say at Sun and Fun here, we want to be the center of that. People looking for jobs, being able to give them the training that they need, and then not only being able to give them the training, saying, hey, here's what you can do with your training. You can go out and you can find a job and you can be a better citizen out here for us. And in addition to that, not only we're helping them with the James Ray Memorial Scholarship. It's a scholarship right now available to Polk County students, and it pays for a certain percentage of their training, their flight training. And right now we've had 50 people in the pipeline going through flight training, and I believe over 20 private pilots as of today. So that's something we're all very proud of here. So we're taking them what they consider cradle to career. So we get them young, and we help them all along the way to getting their jobs.
Well, I mean, I guess that's the way to do it, because we need to get them young. That's when they get motivated. And I go back to my early days, and the first time I saw an airplane up close, I mean, that was it for me. I mean, that's what I wanted to do. And I think this is just a great vehicle, you know, for young kids. I didn't know, however, that not only you get them, you make them interested in aviation, but you also facilitate some of the education and then the job placement.
Yes, sir.
And are there any requirements, special requirements, say for scholarship or job placement? Or
well, the scholarship, there are requirements listed on the website. I believe you have to have at least a 2.75 GPA, be a student in a Polk County schools, and then you can apply for the scholarship, and it's an application process that you go through when you're selected for the scholarship process. As far as the job fair goes, what we're having folks do is pre-register for the job fair. So I've been to job fairs before where they charge you hundreds of dollars to come into a job fair, and I've left disappointed before, being a job seeker. And being a hiring manager before, I've been disappointed at the quality of candidates I've found at places. So here I'm trying to marry the two together. I'm trying to cut the price down for somebody to come in, get a highly motivated people, so people that come to flying are already interested in flying at that point in time, and it's not going to cost them hundreds of dollars. It's going to cost them the price of admission to come in here. And then if they're qualified for what the companies are looking for, hopefully we can match them up and they can get out there in the workforce.
So it's like I would like to think about that in as a guidance counselor on steroids.
There you go. Sounds good.
Because, I mean, you got it all. I mean, you can really guide them through the whole process with no problem whatsoever.
Absolutely.
So yeah. Is there anything that you would like to tell our audience today about the Aerospace Discovery Center before we get off the air?
Yes, sir. Well, the Aerospace Discovery at Florida Air Museum is going to have their sneak preview, if you will, for members of the Florida Air Museum in May. And then we're going to have the grand opening of Aerospace Discovery at the Florida Air Museum in August. So it's going to be a renaming, if you will. It's not only going to be the Florida Air Museum, it's going to be Aerospace Discovery at the Florida Air Museum, keeping with honoring the past and inspiring the future. So it's going to be an all-encompassing thing here, and it's just going to be a wonderful thing. I'm just happy to be a part of it, and I'm just thankful to have you guys here today.
And is anything, any message that you would like to put out in other for the community or even industry or whoever that will help the process?
Absolutely. If you're looking to find a qualified aerospace professional, or if you're an aerospace professional looking for a job, Sun and Fun is the place to come to, because we can take you from cradle to career, and we can make you that qualified aerospace professional to get out there in the workforce and make a better tomorrow.
Rob, we're so glad
yes, sir.
That you were able to come here today, and we're so glad that you have taken this enterprise, you know, especially when it comes to helping kids, and we really, really appreciate that.
Yes, sir. I'm thankful. I'm happy to have you guys here. Thanks.
Thank you for joining us. My name is Diego Alfonso with the Florida Aviation Network, and we'll see you very soon.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.